Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So every once in a while, a work of fiction based in fact brings just about everyone who enjoys reading together. And that was, in the last few years, the book The Women by famed, celebrated, amazing author Kristen Hanna, who writes historical fiction about women. And The Women was a book that chronicled the often forgotten women who served in Vietnam, specifically nurses. And so one day I'm on Facebook and I see that my good friend Donna Pittman over at KMBC is wanting to do a chronicle on the women who served in Vietnam. And I go, man, let me help you. You got to meet my friend Lou Eisenbrandt. And Donna is here today, as well as my friend Lou and author Lou Eisenbrandt, who wrote a book called Vietnam Nurse, about her time serving as a nurse in Vietnam. And by the time I told Donna about Lou, about 100 other women had told you the same thing, Donna.
Yeah, and this is what I was telling you before we went on, Dana. I read the book, anything Kristen Hanna writes, I pick it up. I don't, you know, I read the book, and it just stayed with me in this fact that I have a general knowledge of a lot, you know, general, not an expert, but thought I knew, you know, the ins and outs of Vietnam. I was born in 75. Didn't realize so many of the aspects of the women who served and what they did. The fact that people didn't know they were there was astonishing to me. So after reading the book, and granted it's fiction, but historical fiction, I kept thinking, okay, we got to do more. So I pitched the idea for a 1-hour documentary on women who served in Vietnam. And, you know, our boss, thanks to management at Channel 9, they said, let's do it. The first, when I threw it out into the world and called different people I know, who should I talk to? I had nobody. You know, who should I talk to? Lou Eisenbrandt. And so Lou was my first call, my first interview, and my first true look at the human experience of a woman serving in Vietnam.
18 months ago, this started as an idea for a story.
19.
And then
isn't that crazy?
Here we are. And
Lou kind of gave up on me.
Right? Is it still just 1 hour, or is it
it's
longer?
It's 1 hour.
Than-
it's 1 hour, but I could do so much more. I've met so many incredible women. Again, Lou being the first. I remember Lou talking to you, our first phone call, and I got chills. And that sounds so just cliche, but I did. Just, yeah.
Well, let's bring Lou in real quick, because you're going to be one of many women who are featured in Donna's Chronicle, airing next Tuesday night, correct?
Next Tuesday night, December 16th, 7 o'clock, KMBC.
Okay. And Lou, one of the things I like to remind women about The Women, if you haven't read it, it really stood out to me, is that her family lied when the character went away to serve in Vietnam. They thought that that was unbecoming of a young educated woman in America, that she should be a secretary or a teacher or a nurse here. They lied and said she's studying abroad. And it angers me today. We've come a long way. We still have a long way to go.
Yes.
That those lies were told and that it took so long really to recognize what you did there.
I think that's the frustrating part for all of us who were there. It took, I realized it took a long time for the war itself to be okay to talk about, and a long time for guys to admit that they were there. But it took even longer for us women to deal with that aspect of it. I, up until a couple of years ago, still had guys who said to me, there weren't any women in Vietnam. And I usually, if they were Vietnam vets, my first question was, were you wounded?
Yeah.
And if they say no, then I'll say, you're lucky, because then you probably didn't see us. But we were very much there. And the guys who were wounded knew we were there because they experienced our presence and our healing hands.
Some 11,000 women served.
Yes.
It wasn't until 1993, 94 that there was even a memorial at the National Mall for your service.
Well, and the interesting story behind the memorial is it took 10 years to get that to pass because it had to be voted on by Congress. Yeah. And a couple of the congressmen said, well, if we recognize the women, then we have to recognize the canine corps and the equine corps. So in other words, we're right in there with the horses.
With the
and
dogs and the horses.
Yes.
Yes. So when Donna came to you and said, look, I would like to tell this story about women in Vietnam, you thought what?
I thought good. Thrilled, because that's really been, for all the years that I've been speaking and sharing my story, that's really what I hope to leave as a legacy. Is that we don't forget, number one, that Vietnam existed, and number two, that there were women who served. And women played an important role. So that's really, when she told me she was doing that, I was thrilled.
Well, and sometimes the last face, Lou, that our soldiers saw on this earth, and you carry that burden.
And that's so true, and I still read this, many guys have written books, and they talk about the fact that they remember in their foggy brain scenario after being wounded that there was a woman there, whether it looked like the mother or the girlfriend or somebody else. And even those gentlemen who were in a situation where they probably weren't going to survive, the hearing is the last thing that goes. And so that aspect of it made it important that one of us nurses, if time allowed, would sit and hold their hand until they passed away.
Dana is the queen of telling me at the last minute that we have a guest coming into the studio. And so I didn't know until right before the show started. And then she gave me a copy of your book. And I just had a chance to peruse through it. You're in a couple of places of this book, you're very graphic about what you saw. Do you still have those images in your mind?
Oh, they never go away. They never go away. And actually, I could have been a lot more graphic, but I felt it was not necessary. I felt that I said what I saw, and I could have gone into detail, but that's not important. Sometimes the image that people get in their head is better by saying fewer words and letting them envision what was going on.
Donna, how many veterans like Lou did you interview for this piece?
Well, it's interesting because, of course, I'm laser focused on I've got to talk to women. And one of our photojournalists, Mark Lee at Channel 9, said, you got to talk to Hugh.
Hugh Mills.
Lou. Hugh Mills.
Yeah.
You know Hugh?
No, but Dana provided me with a cheat sheet over here.
You got to know Hugh. Hugh is absolutely incredible. But of course, me with my brain and I'm in my silo of women. I was like, no, I got to talk to the gals, the women. And finally I thought the light bulb went off and I'm like, of course. Hugh was shot down 16 times in 3 tours in Vietnam. So if anybody can tell you,
that's okay, called target practice.
The importance of a nurse in Vietnam and that they were there. Lou, It's Hugh Mills. And not only that, but he, you know, ended up being a captain. He was in charge of guys. And so he himself was injured and a patient, but he also was with men and had brought the helicopter mm-hmm. in, flew a Huey and then a Cobra. He was in the Big Red One. Yeah. So he brought men in. So but as far as women, we have the stories. There's another gal, another woman in town, Dottie Snow, who's just incredible. Do you know Dottie?
Yes, I know
okay.
Dottie.
I figured you have to.
I absolutely do. Yeah. Dottie, I would say we are friends. We don't see each other very often, but she has some real health issues and she's a good gal.
Yeah, she's amazing. What I also learned in the 19 months of doing this was I went into this thinking, I want to tell the stories of women who served in Vietnam. And we do that. But what I learned was they aren't so different to a point, okay, than Dana, you or what I was like when we were 23-year-old young women, okay? Not from a super big town, nope. Independence, Missouri here, trying to better, their, wanting to see the world, wanting to better their themselves in terms of their career. What I learned was it, and you all had the same horrible, similar experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush, but no. There weren't a lot of good days, okay? And these women did not see a lot of good things day in and day out. What has been incredible to me is to see how they went through it and how these women have lived beyond it. So we have one veteran who stayed in the military, and for 20 some odd years after her service, very proud of her services as a nurse in Vietnam. I think she was there in 67, a little bit earlier on. Lou, whose mission, and I'm so in awe of it and supportive of it, is that this not be the Holocaust, that this not be something that we forget, that this, you know, you think of Brokaw, right? The greatest generation. This too is the greatest generation. Yeah. And we are now looking at women who are in their late 70s, early 80s. You know, when I started this, I thought, well, how am I going to do this? I'm trying to approach women who are older in years to talk about a war nobody talks about, mm-hmm. and it's already a minority, right?
Right.
But it's so important that we do. We have women who are not doing so well or haven't, but came out of it and then years later got to the other side of it. But you don't come home and you're done. But it's interesting. And Lou, we talked about PTSD and how, you know, different people carry the weight of war differently. And I think for good reason, you're able to carry it and also talk about
and
it.
And share it.
And share it.
And we're going to share more when we get back with our guest, Donna Pittman with Channel 9, and my friend and author of Vietnam Nurse is the name of the book, Lou Eisenbrandt. And we will ask about coming home when we get back. You've heard all the stories about the men who came home and what they faced when they came back. What did the women face when they came home? And we'll talk about that much more in much more depth on Dana and Park Straight Ahead. Stick with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next Tuesday night, to the women who served at KMBC 9 Chronicle with Donna Pittman, who joins us in studio along with Lou Eisenbrandt, author of the book Vietnam Nurse, Mending and Remembering, and that's at 7 o'clock next Tuesday?
7 o'clock next Tuesday night on KMBC. Quick thank you. I didn't say it to you guys before, but Scott and Dana and Sam, thank you so much for taking the time to have us on.
Well, it's a great story.
One of my favorite topics, and you know how much I love history, and the different ways history comes to us is very fascinating to me. And so, Lou, when you went to go serve, did you initially have support? I mentioned the kind of like infamous passage in The Women where they tell everyone in their high society that their daughter's actually serving abroad because it would just be, you know, so taboo to say I've got a daughter in Vietnam. Did you have support back at home when you left?
Well, first of all, where I come from, I would not have gone to Paris to do anything.
Right.
We weren't that kind of little community. But I had support from my family, although my mother, I'm sure, was terrified. I grew up in a family of five, farming community, even though we weren't farmers. And there wasn't a lot of warm, fuzzy feeling, hug and, you know, sob, sob, and that sort of thing. So it was just, well, if this is what you want to do. Now, the only support I did not get was I joined the Army before my senior year in nurses training. Yes. And it was hospital, Catholic nuns wrote that were in charge of the school. And when the day I went in to tell Mother Superior that I was joining the Army, she was not a happy camper. She said, "You are throwing your life away. You are at the top of your class. You could be a supervisor someday."
A supervisor? Yeah.
Now, I...
with a name tag and everything?
I have no problem with my friends who made it to being supervisors in the field of nursing. But I leave it to you to judge as to whether I threw my life away. I don't think I did.
What made you want to go?
You want the honest truth? I did it to see the world. I grew up in the small town I grew up in was about 5 miles from Scott Air Force Base in Southern Illinois. And many of my high school friends were Air Force brats and they had traveled the world. Their dads, not very many women at that point, but most of their dads had been to Germany and England and France and a few other places. And I thought there was no money in our coffers for much travel. And I thought this was my chance to see the world. I think I started out with a quote from a friend who said, "You were born with wanderlust in your heart," or something of that sort.
So, the opening line of your book.
Yes. So I wasn't feeling that I had to save the world. That came later. I guess I did.
As you were doing it, that came later.
I was doing it. But it was not, that was my noble cause, was just to see the world and see what was out there.
Donna, how do the stories, are there similarities in the stories of all of the women and gentlemen that you talked to when they came back?
When they came back, Lou, you were treated, and this may speak to your town that you can't pronounce it.
Muscoda,
Illinois.
Very good.
And it may speak to just that. I know your dad owned a gas station, and so maybe that smaller community. But Dottie came back, and she was, it's like the movies that we see that it's hard to believe. She was called a baby killer. And in fact, it's the exact opposite, because it's important to note that these women did not just did not just save our soldiers and they worked on anybody. I mean, yes. You have an oath. They worked on Vietnamese. They worked on children. And when they were off duty, they were doing dental care, looking in the ears of little babies and kids and just making sure that they could do everything they could to keep people in the community. And I'm speaking as though I was there, but Lou, feel free to jump in. Keeping them well. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for, Lou had a camera. And of course, now we take pictures of our food, but right. It's hard to see. it's hard to see the visual documentation, right, of women in this war from the eyes of those women. And you have beautiful pictures. One that strikes me is of a little boy who was injured.
Right. He was injured. He took some shrapnel to his eye, but his eyeball inside had survived. And so the docs where we were simply sutured the skin together to let it heal. Ooh. And then he was sent down to a hospital in Saigon where there was a plastic surgeon and they recreated an eyelid for him. And when it's a picture I use in my presentation, my PowerPoint presentation, and I say, I hope he also got a new pair of pajamas because he's wearing this
tattered
pair of pajamas.
Green and white stripe.
Green and white stripe.
Checkered almost.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And something else that we did, which is interesting now that the time frame we're in, was we gave, if we had them available, children's vaccines to kids.
Yeah.
For
measles, mumps, were orphans, right?
Many were
because
orphans.
Of the war.
Yeah, there was an orphanage that we visited on a regular basis and took little treats, Hershey bars and things like that to the kids.
And so to call Dottie in particular, okay, who lives in Lee Summit and is just beautiful inside and out, just like Lou, to say baby killer, and this was said to Dottie in a group setting, we go into it in the documentary, it makes me want to cry all these years later. And I mean, it just hurts me to the core to think that these women who, 50 plus years later are still thinking yeah. of certain men in particular that they either saved or couldn't save, to call them that, so that would be a similarity that I've seen. Thankfully, Lou, you did not experience hatred when you came back, did you?
I did not experience hatred. I think because of the setting that I came back to, I didn't come back to a college campus. I didn't come back to a major city. I think for me, it was more, I was a novelty. I was the only woman to that point in my town who had ever gone off to war.
Wow.
And, the American Legion was very big and the VFW, and there was a women's auxiliary, but there was never a woman who was an actual member.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, I think my father wanted me to join the American Legion, and I chose not to, mainly because I wasn't planning to stay put where I was. Mm-hmm. I was looking for employment in a different area. So
Lou's book, real quick, Lou, is Vietnam Nurse. You can get it on Amazon, I believe.
Yes.
Vietnam Nurse. And we will continue. If you guys stick around for one more segment, we'll continue this on after a short break.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We are visiting with Donna Pittman from Channel 9, good friend of the program. Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, KMBC 9, Chronicle to the Women Who Served. And it is a one-hour documentary about the women who served in Vietnam. There are also some men who served with these women. Who
will
also
go, yeah, there were women there.
Who knew?
Lou, you all seem to have this beautiful disposition despite everything you've been through and went through. And one of the things we talked about off the air was what it must have been like coming home. You have had this life-altering experience. Mm-hmm. Something, what, do you go to the mall now and chat with your girlfriend? We've seen that in other books and in other films when the men come home and they're looking at the 96 different types of cereal in the grocery store and how meaningless it all seems, right?
Yeah.
But also to me, Lou, as a woman coming back, looking for employment. Did you ever have a male supervisor say, are you sure you can cut it here? And to not have bad feelings about that? Like, because I'm angry for all of the women for that all these years later. And you came back and America was what it was back then.
It was what it was. And I think myself and a good friend who I met over there, and she came back about 3 months before I did, we had made plans while we were still together to get together after I got back. And we did a 5-week driving tour of the Northwest, left from Minneapolis, her home. And every place that we stopped, going all the way up to Seattle and then Portland, San Francisco, LA, Vegas, back around this way, every place we stopped, we stayed with women who we had known in Vietnam. So that was a sort of a coming down sort of situation.
Yes.
And adjusting to the new life. So that helped our situation. We also applied for civil service. The last stop on that trip was Denver at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital. Even though we were both out of the military at that point, we applied for civil service nursing jobs in Fitzsimmons. And so we were still into the military, into the system. And so that helped with that whole scenario.
It helps soften the landing.
Landing. I will tell you the one thing that I think about all the time was in this driving tour that we did. And we sought out, you know, different places. And if there was a restaurant or a nightclub or something, we were spending the night. And in Vietnam, occasionally we would have dances. There was a band toured and it would come around and we'd all dance. Well, as a woman, you never sat. You danced every dance. And we came back to the States and it was like these guys would walk by you and look you up and down like, I don't know, do I want to take a chance on this person? And I just wanted to go up and wring their little necks.
Yes.
And say, do you know where I was a year ago? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm as good as anybody else here, so don't look me over twice and then decide I'm not worth it.
Does a day ever go by you don't think about it?
No.
Every day.
Every day. And I can say that some of that is because I've been speaking about it to groups for almost 50 years. Students, just any DAR groups, veterans groups, book clubs, whatever. But no, there are little things that simply stay with you. There are patients, there are casualties that stay with you. And because I talk about it, they come to my forefront all the time. You don't forget it. I can't imagine somebody who has PTSD on a regular basis. It must be horrible. I fortunately am not in that situation. I'm comfortable. I've made it my mission to keep talking about it. Because especially in the current situation, such that now we're thinking, well, women aren't worthy of promotion and all that sort of stuff. And that irritates the heck out of me. It suddenly now we're back on the women aren't as good as men scenario, and that makes me angry. But you just don't forget about it. There's a smell. Sometimes a smell.
You still smell it?
Yeah, on occasion. There are sights. There are certain. Well, I can draw pictures right now of punji pits and white phosphorus burns and those sorts of things. You just don't forget it.
Donna, you had a story you wanted to share?
When I first talked to Lou, and back to all of us talking about having a general, we thought we knew about Vietnam, you know, so much. One of the things that I learned in doing research for this, and did you know, I don't like to use the word only, a single one woman. Okay, so you're looking at a 20-year involvement, the U.S.'s involvement in the Vietnam conflict, the war. One woman was killed as a result of enemy fire. Okay, one U.S. service member, and her name is Sharon Lane. So this I knew just from research and talking to Lou. You want to tell them what you told me just months before you got there?
Yes, Sharon Lane was, there are eight women whose names are on the wall. Yeah. All of them are nurses, but there was only one that was killed by direct enemy fire, and that was Sharon Lane, and she was killed at my hospital about 4 months before I arrived. rocket attack, and the rocket hit the ward that she was working on, and she was instantly killed. So when I go back to D.C., I always stop at her place on the wall and do a rubbing. But that's kind of a interesting way to be greeted when you arrive and find out somebody had just...
Yeah.
Same age. I mean, Sharon was 25.
She was a little bit older,
yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, young women in their 20s. She's from Canton, Illinois. I don't know why I said Illinois. Yeah, Canton, Ohio. Same idea, you know, wanting to see the world, wanting to further her education and become a better nurse. We had the opportunity to speak to her nephew.
Good.
This was a situation where I started making calls, and I've told Lou in May of 2024, we had to dig deep to find, you know, LexisNexis,
sure.
Go into the, to find family members' names. And I spent a year reaching out to her sister, is still living, brother, nieces and nephews. Of course, they're adults with their own children. And after a year in May, and I did it all Facebook, letters, yeah. Emails, phone calls, texts, I sent a final batch out just saying, if the answer's no, that's okay. I just need to know that you've heard from me. Here's what we're doing. And that afternoon, I get a call from Tim Tritt. He said, I want to talk to you.
Wow.
And one of the first things that I'll never forget in that phone call with him is that he said that he was a member of the military. He's a veteran himself. And I said, well, why, you know? And he said, I wanted my family to have somebody who came back.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I knew that, and this might be above everybody's pay grade in here. I knew the name Sharon Lane sounded familiar. There's a Sharon Lane Health and Rehab Center.
I bet that's named
on
after
Johnson
her.
Drive in Shawnee. And I wonder if that's named after her. I'm looking it up right now. The
Lou,
owners do
you
not
too,
have that name.
You said there are 8 names of women on the wall. Sharon was the one killed in combat. The other 7?
Helicopter crash.
Got it.
One was a medical issue.
Sure.
I think another one was a fixed wing crash.
What's the one last thing you want people to remember?
That Vietnam existed and there were women who served. And don't doubt for a minute that we did what we did because we wanted to devote our time to saving lives in our country. And it's not something that would need to be pushed under the rug and says, well, this never happened because it happened. I was there.
Hmm. Lou Eisenbrandt and Donna Pittman from Channel 9. The special is next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, KMBC 9 Chronicle to the women who served. Thank you both for coming in. Cannot wait to see your story.
Thanks for having us. And of course, Lou, thank you for your service.
And thank you all for...
Yes, thank you for your service. We'll continue in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next hour on the program, the opposition has started for the potential Royal Stadium in Overland Park.
Saw that coming.
We'll get to that next hour. Hey, if you have a moment this afternoon and the time and the willingness, if you'd make a donation to Coats for Kids, we've been doing this for more than two decades, raising money to buy new coats for children here in Kansas City, and just to see the look on their faces when they get these new warm coats, because there are kids going to the bus stop every single morning in this town, I know it's hard to believe, that do not have a coat to wear. If you have time, go to kmbz.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo, and you can make a donation. $25 buys a new coat for a child here in Kansas City, or just text the word KMBZ Coats to 44321. That's 44321.
I could sit and talk to Lou.
Wow.
All day long. And Scott, the last time we had her in studio, I'm pretty sure it was between Christmas and New Year's, and you were off spending time with your family. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, Scott would love this woman and love this conversation. And we were talking off the air about one of Lou's friends, and her husband had served Scott and never spoke about it, as so many of them came back.
Lou's husband did?
Lou's friend's husband.
Oh, friend's
never husband. Spoke about it. And she got a copy of Lou's book, Vietnam Nurse, and just set it on his nightstand. Like not that long ago, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And he said to her, and Lou tells this story, he flipped through it and said, yeah, maybe I'll look at a couple things in here. Mm-hmm. And then she said that book opened the floodgates then of conversation 50 years later, right?
Sure.
And I had an uncle. I have an uncle who served. And growing up, like, we were always told, we don't talk about Vietnam. Don't ask your uncle about Vietnam. We don't talk about Vietnam. And I even remember, like, asking my dad, like, what happened? Like, when I was little, what happened over there? Well, we don't talk about that. It was always very, like, we don't talk about the cancer. You know, very hush-hush, right? And I said to Lou during a break, like, it's okay to ask. There's a spectrum. And there are people like Lou who are an open book about it. Ask her anything. There are also people that like have kept that bottled up, understandably sure. So for so many decades, not just because of what happened there, but what happened when they came back. But when we finally asked my uncle, my daughter was a senior in high school, needed to interview a veteran. And she said, can I do a project on your uncle? And my first gut trigger instinct was, oh, we don't talk about that. And then I thought, you know what? Why the hell not? I picked up the phone and I asked him. He was thrilled to talk to her.
Yeah. Growing up, I can only remember one friend whose dad was not in Vietnam. One.
Yeah.
Every one of my, you know, growing up in a military base, every one of your friends is an Army brat. Every single one of my friends' dads served in Vietnam. Every single one, except one. And it was never in our home, it was never, you know, we don't talk about Vietnam. But I remember... It didn't come up very often.
Yeah.
You know, it came up every once in a while. My dad had a painting made of himself in Vietnam. He's sitting in a foxhole, and it hung in the garage. I still have it. But I remember, this is just the idiocy of a 10-year-old kid. I remember one time saying to my dad, horribly...
inappropriate.
Insensitively. Yeah. I said, Dad, how many people did you kill in Vietnam? And my dad looked at me and he said, I didn't kill anybody. And I said, well, how many bullets did you fire? And he said, I don't know, probably 100. And I remember saying to my dad, I was 10 years old. I'm not proud of this. I said, you're a terrible shot. And my dad just looked at me and goes, yeah, I guess I was. And that was it. We never talked about Vietnam after that until the day he died.
Wow.
And I had gone home because I would watch my dad because he was at this point horribly disabled. Sick. And I would watch and he was fading. And I would watch him on my days off for a couple hours each day while my mom went and did grocery shopping, went up to the post, to the commissary, whatever, just to give her a break. And she had errands to run and he needed round the clock care. And we were watching a documentary about Vietnam. And he's sitting in his chair in the living room. And it was almost like he went into a trance. And I'm not going to share that story. That was between me and him.
Do you wish you had asked him more about it?
No, I think he told me what he wanted me to know.
Yeah.
And he told me about the time. It was the only thing he ever told me about was the 10 minutes that led up to him being shot.
Yeah.
And that's all I know. That's all I know about my dad's tour in Vietnam were the 10 minutes before he was shot. And in the only thing I will share, it was the first and only time he ever admitted to taking life. And my jaw was on the floor. I can still remember every second of that conversation like it was yesterday.
Do you think you shared those details with your mother over the years?
No. I told my mom that story, and she said he never spoke to her about Vietnam. Not one time did he ever talk to my mom about Vietnam.
He had a job to do. He went and did it. Came home.
And the last thing I asked him, I said, do you regret anything? And he said, absolutely not. It was either me or them, and it wasn't going to be me. That's all he said. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.